we are fighting so hard, the reason we took Florida so seriously, is our right to vote wasn't gained because of our age. Our vote was soaked in the blood of martyrs, soaked in the blood of Goodman, Cheney, and Sumner, soaked in the blood of four little girls in Birmingham. This vote is sacred to us. This vote can't be bargained away. This vote can't be given away. Mr. President, in all due respect, Mr. President, read my lips. Our vote is not for sale. And I wanted somebody in my community. I wanted to show that example. Because Ray had been blind since he was a child. He hadn't seen many purple mountains. He hadn't seen many fruited plains. He was singing about what he believed to be. Mr. President, we love America. Not because of all of us have seen the beauty all the time. But we believed if we kept on working, if we kept on marching, if we kept on voting, if we kept on believing, we would make America beautiful for everybody. Stop November. Let's make America beautiful again. Thank you, and God bless you.
That was one of the best political speeches I've ever heard. One of the most inspiring speeches. Had to make your skin tingle. Had to bring tears to your eyes. And how did the dirty, nasty whores at CNN treat this?
Al Sharpton was supposed to speak for 6 minutes. He wound up speaking for about 20 minutes. Judy Woodruff.
Al Sharpton just hijacked this convention, at least this part of it. I would have to believe that the Kerry campaign is glad that this is not in prime time. It's after 8 o'clock in the East Coast, but it's not in the later part of the evening when more people are tuned in.
We don't use the C word on Bart Cop Radio, but this would be one of those times if we did. Can you believe she called that a hijacking? And she also said, Kerry has to be so thankful that the nation didn't hear that. Thank God it wasn't on in prime time. Oh, thank the Lord that only a little bit of damage was done. Thank God that more people didn't hear this. Oh, my gosh, it must have been the worst thing